About 1,000 people gathered for the Alaska Marine Science Symposium last week. As KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports, a survey of fish in the eastern Bering Sea had surprising results.
Dr. Franz Muter of the University of Alaska School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences in Juneau heads a team surveying Arctic ecosystems. He specializes in studies of fish. He says he began his project in 2007 in part to test the hypothesis that warmer waters would promote the growth of the microscopic plants and animals that are the foundation of the food chain, and that would lead to increased productivity of fish, seabirds, and marine mammals.
But then in recent years, with more detailed studies on how the system actually functions, we have found, for example, that walleye pollock, one of the major fisheries in the Bering Sea, do not do very well when it's too warm because their prey base is not adequate for the juveniles. And that was a surprise to most of us.
There's also been speculation about whether some species would move north as water temperatures rise. Muter thinks that's unlikely anytime soon.
It's a big unknown, but the current belief is really that because there's going to be ice every winter in the northern Bering Sea, that the formation of that ice always creates very cold water, a cold pool of water on the shelf that will keep the subarctic species that can't handle those cold temperatures out of that area for the foreseeable future. So we don't expect a wholesale shift in fish distributions into the Arctic, not in the foreseeable future.
Muter and others on the research team have submitted manuscripts on their findings to their funding source, the North Pacific Research Board, and expect to complete their full report this summer. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.